Today's daf is daf Hey in Masechta Brachos. We're on daf Dalet Amud Beis. We're towards the bottom of the Amud, and the Gemara now is continuing with the halachos of Kriyat Shema. We spent some time going through some Agadata. The Gemara took us through a number of different points of Agadata. We did touch a little bit on the halacha of the Smicha Gula Tzvila. We quoted Rashi, we quoted Rabbeinu Yonah, we quoted a second shot within Rabbeinu Yonah. But now we are back to the Gemara. We are on the bottom of the Amud, and we're continuing to learn from the very bottom of the Amud. I'm a Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. Alpha B, Shekara Adam Kriyat Shema Bebeis HaKnesses, Mitzvah Likroso Al Mitaso. Even though there's a mitzvah to read Kriyat Shema during at night, but there's an additional mitzvah to read it Amitasa right before he goes to bed. Now, what's the idea behind this? So, as the Gemara later on will point out, the idea seems to be very simply that it's a shmira, it's a level of shmira. You go to bed at night, nighttime is a very scary time, and there are dangerous elements at night. One of the things which the Gemara will be referring to is mazikin, right? Some sort of metaphysical destructive entities. So, those things exist at night, so before going to bed at night, and you want an extra level of shmir, so what do? So you say Kriyat Shema. So this is what's called Kriyat Shema Lamita. So brought down lahalacha, that a person's supposed to say Kriyat Shema Lamita. And he's about to darshan. Now, before he darshan, so let's remind each other what we saw at the very beginning of the Masechta, which is the following. Meaning Rashi says that the Kriyat Shema that we say during Maariv is not the real Kriyat Shema. Why does he say that? So you remember, he was bothered by a very simple question. What right do we have to say Kriyat Shema early? Back in the time of the Balei HaTosfos, and it seems like this existed even before the Balei HaTosfos as well, Rashi quoted a Gemara Yerushalmi to this effect, there was a prevalent minhag to daven Maariv before it got dark. Seemingly it was even before Shkia, before sunset, there was a minhag to daven Maariv. So Rashi was bothered by a very simple question. We learn in the Mishnah that you have to say Shema after Tzeisa Kochavim. So how is it that there's a mitzvah to say Shema after Tzeisa Kochavim? And meanwhile, the prevalent minhag was to daven Maariv early. And by Maariv, of course, we mean in conjunction with that saying the Shema. How does that work? So Rashi is Mechadish, and Rashi says in the very first Amud of Brachos that really the Shema that we say during Maariv is not the real Shema. We're just saying that Shema because every time we go into Shemona Esrei, we want to come out of saying Divrei Torah. So Shema serves as just simple Divrei Torah. So good. So that's how come we say Shema during Maariv. But that's not the real Shema. When is the real Shema? So Rashi is Mechadish that the real Shema is at night, right before you go to bed. Kriyat Shema Lamita. Kriyat Shema Lamita serves as, quote-unquote, the real Shema. The Shema that you're fulfilling the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. If you remember, Tosfos back on the first time was very bothered by Rashi. One of the questions that he asked on Rashi was, I don't understand Kriyat Shema Lamita is only the first paragraph of Shema. And meanwhile, don't you have to say all three paragraphs of Shema in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Shema? And as we pointed out back on the first Amud, it could be that the machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos is a machlokas of how many paragraphs do you need to say in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Shema. According to Rashi, seemingly only one paragraph. And according to the Balei HaTosfos, you need to say all three paragraphs. Okay, good. That's just a simple review of what we learned back earlier in the Masechta. But in the meantime, right now, so the Gemara quotes in the name of Yehoshua ben Levi that a person should say Kriyat Shema at Shul at night, and then when he goes back home and he goes ready to go to bed, he should say Shema once again, Kriyat Shema al Hamita. Amar Rav Yossi Maikra, the Gemara quotes a pasuk that supports this. Rigzuva al techetau imru bevavchem al mishrafchem v'domusela. The Gemara quotes a pasuk from Tehillim, and the simple pshat on the pasuk is rigzuva al techetu, meaning that if you are roges, if you have yira, and by yira we mean saying Kriyat Shema, so then you say it bilvavchem, and you say it al mishrafchem, and then you say it also while you're going to bed. So then you go to bed right afterwards. V'domusela, Rashi explains, means you're quiet afterwards, meaning you go to sleep. So Amar Rav Nachman, we're now on the top of Hamad Aleph, Im Tamach Chacham Ein Tzarech. So Tamach Chacham does not need to say Kriyat Shema Lamita. Now, what's the idea behind this? Meaning, is it a mitzvah or is it not a mitzvah? And if you look back at the previous Amud, when the Gemara introduces us the idea of Kriyat Shema Lamita, and the Gemara says, "I'm Rav Yishuv Malevi, Alf Bishakar Adam Kriyat Shema Bebeis HaKnesses, Mitzvah Lekros Al Mitaso." It sounds like, just from the way the Gemara says it, that it's a bona fide mitzvah to do it at night. And according to Rashi, you certainly understand why. Meaning, because according to Rashi, this is the actual kiyum of Kriya Shema. Another difficulty that Tosfos raised against Rashi, remember we talked about this on Beis Amud Aleph, is that if Rashi is right, then you totally do not understand what we just saw in the Gemara, because the Gemara says the Talmid Chacham does need to do it. What do you mean the Talmid Chacham does need to do it? If this is the actual mitzvah of Kriya Shema, so then everybody should do it, and it should not matter whether he's a Talmid Chacham or not a Talmid Chacham. Another one of the issues that Tosfos raises against Rashi. In the meantime, however, what's behind Rav Nachman? Talmid Chacham doesn't need to say Kriya Shema. So Rashi says over here, you look at the very top Rashi on Hamad Aleph, Rashi writes, Sharago b'mishnaso, lachzor gersoso tamid. Because the Talmid Chacham is learning all the time, meaning part of being a Talmid Chacham is that he's always engaged in learning. So daya b'kach, so Rashi concludes and says it's enough. It's enough that he's learning all the time. Meaning, as we pointed out, the whole idea behind saying the Shema at night is really a form of shmir. It's a form of extra protection. So the Talmid Chacham was already engaged in the study of Torah, so the Torah is providing for him, it's affording him that extra level of protection, so therefore he doesn't need to say Shema per se. Amar Abaye, Af Talmid Chacham, Mibay Lelemer, Rechab Sukkah Derachamei. Abaye says, no, even a Talmid Chacham, he should say something. Okay, maybe he agrees with the Rav Nachman, doesn't need to say Kriya Shema, but he should say something that gives him Rachmanis and gives him some sort of compassion from a Kadosh Baruch Hu could go. And the Gemara here quotes the Pasuk as just a suggestion, although if you look at Kriya Shema Lamita, this made it into one of the tefillos of Kriya Shema Lamita. B'yadchav kiruchi b'diso si Hashem kel emes. The Gemara continues now. We're on Hey Amud Aleph. We're four lines down. Amar Rav Levi Bar Chama. Amar Rav Shimon Ben Lakish. La'olam yargiz adam yetzer tov al yetzer hara. You should incite your Yetzer Tov against the Yetzer Hara. Fight the good fight of the Yetzer Tov over the Yetzer Hara. Shenemar. Rigziv al tachto im nitzchum hutav. Now, if you win, great. V'im lav. Now, what if you don't? Yasek b'Torah. So plan B is to engage in the study of Torah. And the engaging in the study of Torah will give your Yetzer Tov extra force and extra power. Shenemar imru b'vavchem. The Gemara quotes the same pasuk that we just quoted before, but now we're darshaning it in the context of how to wage war against the Yetzer Hara. Im nitzchum mutav, im lav, yikar Kriya Shema. Now, if that doesn't work, so then go to Kriya Shema and say Kriya Shema. Shenemar al mishkavchem. Im nitzchum mutav, im lav, yisker lo yom ha-misa. Now, if plan C doesn't work, so what's plan D? Remember Yom HaMisa. So remembering the limited amount of time that we have on this world and that life is fleeting, so that hopefully will be enough inspiration to get the person to fight and win the battle against the Yetzer Hara, Shenemar v'dom b'sela. And then the Gemara quotes the end of the Pasuk, v'dom b'sela, dom over here in this context means, remember the day that you're going to be quiet, which of course is the Yom HaMisa. Amar Rabbi Levi, Baruch Amar Rabbi Shimon, Malakish my dechsev. The Gemara quotes now another memra from Rav Levi and Bar Chama, quoting the pasuk from the end of Parshas Mishpatim, which is a wrap-up of Matan Torah. And the pasuk over there says, "V'adna lachas luchos ha'evan v'atorah v'amitzvah asher kasafti l'dorosam." And the Gemara now chops up every word in this pasuk and darshans every word in this pasuk. Luchos is the elu aseres adibros, that's referring to the Decalogue. Torah zu mikra. The Torah is a reference to Chumash, Mitzvah Zu Mishnah, Asher Kasafti Elu Nevim Uksuvim, and Ladora Sam Zigamara. Now, Ladora Sam is a reference to Gemara. Now, you understand that Gemara here does not mean Gemara as we're reading it right now. We're learning Gemara, but that's not what Gemara means when it says actually Gemara. Important Rashi over here. Take a look at Rashi inside. Rashi is on the right hand side. Rashi over here is on right and left hand side. Take a look at right hand side of Rashi. Is a Gemara. And he writes, Varas Tame HaMishnayos, that when we're saying Gemara, we mean not just to know the Mishnayos, but to understand the Mishnayos. Chemimenu Yotza Hora'a. Because that's how you get Hora'a. That's how you get to learning. Not learning, but Psak, I should say. Ava HaMorim Hora'a Min HaMishnah. But let's say somebody only knows Mishnayos, and that's it. Meaning, he doesn't understand the Mishnayos, he just knows the Mishnayos. So someone who passes halacha just by knowing Mishnayos, Nikru Mavle Ha'olam. Rashi uses a very strong language to refer to such an individual who is paskening simply based on just the Mishnayos without real understanding of the Mishnayos. So he's a Mavle Ha'olam. Mavle Ha'olam, destroys of the world. Rashi is quoting the Gemara and Sota, and again, it's the basic idea that you know information, but you don't understand the information. So trying to pasken halacha based on information that you don't understand, so that could end up becoming extraordinarily destructive. Back to the Gemara. The Gemara Amar Rabbi Levi Bar Chama Rav Shimon Bar Malkish Mai Dichsiv. Sorry. First wide line on the Amorit, Shekulam Nitnu LeMoshe MiSinai. It was all given to Moshe at Sinai, meaning everything that we just went over. The Aseret HaDibros, the Mikra, the Mishnah, the Nevi'im Ksuvim, and the Gemara, the understanding of the Mishnayos as well. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Kol HaKori Kriyat Shema Mitaso Kilo Oches Cherev Shel Shtei Piyot Biyado. Reading Kriyat Shema, as we discussed a couple minutes ago, is like holding a double-edged sword right before you go to bed. Meaning, as we pointed out, the whole purpose behind saying Kriyat Shema Lamita is to provide an extra level of shmir before a person goes to bed. So, the Gemara over here compares it to a double-edged sword that you're holding. Shenamar, the Pasuk says, Roman was El Begorin Amrachar Pifios Biadam. So, my mashma, now how do I know that this Pasuk, which we say daily during our Pasuk de Zimra in the morning, how do we know that this Pasuk is a reference to Kriyat Shema Lamita, my time on Marzut Shavi Temer Vashem Yeresha Dinyana? Go back to the beginning of the Pasuk. The Pasuk says that he's Yerananu al Mishkav Osam, right over his bed. And we keep referring to the bed, and the Mishkav over here is being Kriyat Shema Lamita. That's what he says before he goes to bed at night. Good. Now, in the sequence of these Pasukim, we understand. The Mishkav Osam is referring to Kriyat Shema Lamita. And the Cherev Pifios Biadam is the extra Shmira. It's like a double-edged sword that you're holding. Amrav Yisrael Kol HaKari Kriyat Shema Lamitas HaMazikim Adela Mimenu. If you read Kriyat Shema at night, the Mazikim remove themselves from you. They separate themselves from you. Shenam Arvanei Reshef Yagbihu. If the Gemara quotes the Pasuk from Mishlei, from Eov. The Pasuk of Vnei Reshef Yagbihu. That the Bnei Reshef, the bad element, Yagbihu Uf is able to lift it off of you. Now, Ein Uf Elo Torah. Now, Uf is here as a reference to Torah Shenem Ratef Enecha Boveinenu. If you stop going over Torah, Einenu, you will find that it's gone. Meaning, unfortunately, with Torah, you have to keep reviewing Torah. Fortunately or unfortunately, you can look at it both ways. But with Torah, it needs constant review. And so without constant review, so Einenu, so it no longer is with you. But you see that Hataif over here in this pasuk is a reference to Torah. Vein reshef ela mazik, and now reshef is a reference to mazik. The Gemara quotes a pasuk from the end of Sefer Devarim. Amar Rabbi Shimon Malakish, kol ha'ozek b'Torah yisur medilam emenu. Anyone who is involved in Torah will have suffering separate from him. Shenemar v'nei reshef yagbihu ofeinu felo Torah. Now, as we already mentioned, off as a reference to Torah, Shenemar atif enechabo. Ve'einenu ve'ein reshef ela yisur. Now, reshef in this context is yisurim. It's the same basic idea, just in other words, instead of referring to the mazikin, so now it's referring to yisurin. Now, Shenemar mizei rav l'chumi reshef amar le Rabbi Yochanan afil tenok shos be rabban yodin. Now, Rabbi Yochanan says, look, I agree with the point, but the point is very basic. This is something that even those children who are learning in yeshiva, they know this. Shenemar, in other words, just a simple shot in the pasuk. No drush necessary. It's a beferish pasuk that if you listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you're shomer mitzvosav, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu removes all the illness and sicknesses, otherwise known as yisurin. Ela kol she'efshalo lasuk b'tor ve'eno osek HaKadosh Baruch Hu maybe alav yisurin mu'uchan ve'ochrin oso. So Rav Yochanan says we're going to go one step further. Not that if you are shomer Torah mitzvos that you're going to have yisurim remove themselves from you, that we knew already, but one level beyond that is the following, that if you are mevatel Torah, meaning bitul Torah, you have an opportunity to learn and you squander that opportunity doing anything other than learning Torah. Obviously there are a lot of things that a person needs to do in addition to learning Torah, but unfortunately there are things that a person doesn't need to do, and if he takes that time and opportunity and he simply doesn't learn Torah during those times, so then he's going to have yisurin. And the Gemara over here uses very strong language. The Gemara says maybe I'll have yisurim michal arim, dirty, literally translates as dirty yisurim, va'ochron osorin, it makes him dirty. Shenemar ne'alamti dumya hacheshiti Mituv uchevei ne'akar. The Gemara says that ne'alam tidumiyah, if you're quiet. So, mehecheshet mituv, I remove all good uchevei ne'akar, and you will have suffering. The ein tov elator, another tov over here that's referred to is that of Torah. Shenemar kilachem tov nasati lachem Torah zeh al tozov. Amar zeh v'vitem rabbi chanina bar papa borei shalokim midas kodesh baruch hu midas basar v'dam. The Gemara does this very often where it compares human nature versus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Midas basar v'dam adam mocher chefetz chaver mocher atsev v'lokeach sameach. Normally, in a buyer-seller transaction, usually the seller is sad. The seller is owning a possession that he himself does not want to part with. And because he's in a dire position, so therefore he has to sell it. But because he has to part with his item, so he is sad. And the buyer usually is happy. But that's not true by Kosh Baruch Hu. Nasan lam Torah li Yisrov v'sameach. He gives Torah to the Jewish people, and they are sorry. He is sameach. He is Kosh Baruch Hu. So he admits that I gave lekach tov. In other words, he calls it good even after he parts with it. A person who sees that he has yisurin, so what should be his first reaction? Introspection, an internal investigation in terms of his own actions to see what exactly he's doing wrong that is inviting the yisurin, inviting the suffering. And if a person discovers what he's done wrong, so then obviously the answer is very simple. Do tshuva. Change the person's ways, change your ways, and correct what needs to be corrected. Now, a person does an examination, and he finds that he's doing good. He's not doing anything wrong. It's hard to imagine, I know. But, okay, so the Gemara says, if that's true, if that's the case, so yidla bibitul Torah. So then, he may not be actively doing anything wrong, but passively, what is he doing wrong? Bitul Torah. He's not taking advantage of every opportunity that's given to him. So, shenema ashrei gever shetiyas renu ka umi Torah cha salamdenu. So the Gemara quotes a pasuk that says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Moser because he's not engaged in Torah. V'im tal v'lo matzah. Now, let's say the person does a cheshbon ha-nefesh on that as well, and it turns out that he is not being mevatel Torah. Rather, more unbelievable. There are yechidim, there are very special people in this world who take advantage of every minute and every second in terms of limud Torah, but hard to imagine the person who and doesn't use every single moment opportunity. But the Gemara says, "Belu Yitzu." How did it be that we have such an individual? So then, a matzah biyaduish yisurim shel avahim. So now we can say that the yisurim now is yisurim shel ava. This is the famous Gemara in Brachos, Daf Hey, that speaks about the idea of yisurim shel ava. That there's such a thing in this world as yisurim that comes strictly out of ava that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for this particular individual. Now, this particular individual, let's remember, this individual has no averus on his hands, and he's also not mevatel Torah. So this individual is extraordinarily special, right? A real perfected individual. So any yisurin that he receives is yisurin shel ava. It's certainly a difficult concept. I'm not going to even deny that it's an easy concept to understand. But the Gemara quotes a pasuk, "Ki es asher Hashem yav, Hashem yachiach." The pasuk says a beferish that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that who HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives tochacha. Tochacha normally means moser, but in this context it means more than moser. It means real yisurin. Amarav, amarav, schar, amarav, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu chafetz bo mindak o bi yisurin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a particular love for an individual, so he hits him with the yisurin. Shenemar v'ashem chafetz dak o hechali yachol, I'm sorry, hechali. Yachol afilo kibla me'ava. Now, what if he doesn't accept it? Meaning, this particular person understands that he's suffering, but really does not want the suffering, and is not mekabel the yisurin that he receives. So maybe then it still would work. Tamalomer im tasim asham nafsho. So the Gemara says, no, can't be. It's got to be that not only does he receive the yisurin, but he's got to be mekabel the yisurin. Ma asham nadasim, if he's still nadasim. The Gemara here says it's just like the carbon asham. Karban Hashem only works when he gives it willingly, like we discussed regarding any karban. Any karban only will work only if the person gives it beretzono, only if he gives it willingly. But if a person is forced to bring a karban and really doesn't want not want to bring a karban, the karban will not work. Same thing by Yisurin. If a person is receiving the Yisurin, but he doesn't want the Yisurin, and he's not interested in the Yisurin, they simply do not work. Maschara, Avisol and Dash, V'im Kibla Maschara, another Gemara here says, okay, and what if he's Mekabel? Yire Zera Yarech Yamim. So the Gemara continues to quote this pasuk of these Psukim. He will have progeny, he'll have length of days, V'la Odel Shetamud Miskayim Biyado. Not only that, but also have success in Haslacha, in learning. He'll remember that which he learned. Shenema, the pasuk says, V'chefetz Hashem Biyado Yitzlach. That the Chefetz Hashem that's in his hand, he will be successful. Pligi bar Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi, Veriacha bar Chanina Chanamar Elohim Yisrim Shalaval, Kol She'in Bahen Bitto Torah, Shenema Asher Egev Asher Tiyasonu Ka, Umitorah Secha Salam Deno. Now one says that Yisrim Shalaval comes to the person who is not Mevat the Torah, Chanamar Elohim Yisrim Shalaval, Kol She'in Bahen Bitto Tfila. And according to the other Manda Amar, it's someone who is not mevatel his tefillah, constant and consistent about his tefillah. Shenemar Baruch Elokim Ashalo Heistir Tefillaso VeChazdo Meito. Amar Rabbi Abba Breder Rabbichia Bar Abba Hachi Amar Rabbichia Bar Abba Amar Rabbi Yochanan Elav Eli Yisroin Shal Avahin. They're both Yisroin Shal Avahin. Shenemar Kis Asher Hashem Yahav Hashem Yochiach Elamah Tamalomar Umitoros Chas Salam Denu Al Tikrei Salam Denu Ela Salam Denu. The Gemara says that this idea of Yisurin Sha'ava and Yisurin Sha'ava being an effective way of perfecting, further perfecting the individual and freeing the individual of any chait is actually taught to us by the Chumash. So Kav HaChomer Mishein V'Ayin, and in fact it's a Kav HaChomer from Shein V'Ayin. Ma Shein V'Ayin Shein Echad Me'ivarav Sha'adam. Eved Yotze Bahem Lecherus. Now look, if you have an Eved Kanani, where his master hits him and hits him either, knocks out any one of the extremities, knocks out an eye, knocks out a tooth, and so the result is that he goes free immediately. Yisurin Shemamarakin Kol Gufo Shal Adam Alachas Kama V'Kama. Now you talk about Yisurim. Now Yisurim don't just affect an extremity. Yisurin cuts physically into the core of the individual. Now, if the knocking out of just one extremity of an Eved Kanani, quote-unquote, sends him free, so too the Yisurin of an individual will affect the entire person's totality, his whole body, al-achas kama v'kama, how much more so is the Yisurin going to be an effective way of, quote-unquote, setting him free? V'hanad Rabbi Shimon Malakish da'amar, Shimon Malakish ne'mar bris b'melach v'ne'mar bris b'yisurin. And the Gemara says it another way as well. Look, we have the bris mentioned by Melech, and we have bris also mentioned by Yisurin. So, ma, nemar bris, I'm sorry, nemar bris by Melech dechsev, v'lo sash bis Melech bris, v'nemar bris by Yisurin dechsev, elu divrei bris, ma bris ha'amor by Melech, Melech matekes as a basar. Now, what does salt do to meat? The Gemara uses the language of sweetening the meat. Okay, not sweetening the meat, but certainly a preservative, certainly a way of making meat better. Av bris ha'amor b'yisurin, Yisurin memrakin kol avonosav shal adam. So Yisurin does the same thing for the individual. It cleanses the individual. It, so to say, it makes him sweeter, makes him a more perfected individual. Tanya Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer, Shalosh matanos tovot natan HaKadosh Baruch Hu liYisrael, v'chul lo nena ala al yedei Yisurin. Three gifts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to the Jewish people, and all three gifts were given in accompaniment with Yisurin. Eloin Torah Beretz Yisrael, Va'olam Abba, Torah Minayin. So Torah, the first gift of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that comes to us with Yisurin. Shenemar Asherei Gev Asher Tiyasronu Ka, Umi Torah Secha Salam Denu. So again, the word Yisar over here from the word Yisurin. So Umi Torah Secha Salam Denu, meaning that Torah, with Torah comes Yisurin. The idea over here could very simply be that Torah requires Yisurin, meaning to gain Torah, to gain access to Torah. So you have to really work over the Torah. In fact, the Gemara elsewhere says you have to be maimus, you have to literally kill yourself over the Torah. okay, maybe not literally, but in other words, but really push yourself and work at gaining insights into the Torah. So Eretz Yisrael dechsiv kasher yasser ish es beno Hashem lekechem yasrachu ksiv asrei ki Hashem lekechem yaviach al Eretz tova. So the Gemara juxtaposes two psukim in this week's parsha, where the Torah talks about Yisurin, and then the Torah follows up with Eretz Yisrael. So Eretz Yisrael also is given to us via Yisurin. And finally, the Olam Haba Dechsev Kiner Mitzvah V'Tar Or V'Derech Chaim Tochos Musar. Derech Chaim, the way of Chaim, is a reference to Olam Haba, and there it comes about through Yisurin and Tochacha. A person who is involved in the study of Torah and is involved in Gemilas Chesed, performing kind acts, benevolent acts towards others, and Kover es Banav, and he buries his sons. Now, at this point in time, the Havamin of the Gemara is that the Gemara is talking literally about burying one's own son. Okay, we'll come back to that later. We'll have a better understanding of what that means in just a moment. Mochlin lo al kol avonosav. He will have a mechila for all of his sins. Now the Gemara starts off. Amalei Rav Yochanan Bishlam Torah Gemilas Chasam Dichsi Bechasam Meschupi Avon. So the Gemara says, "Look, I understand the first two. I understand Torah, and I understand Gemilas Chasam. It states so explicitly in Pesukim in Tanakh." Pasuk in Mishlei says, "Bechesav emes yuchay b'avon echesav zugemilus chasadim." Shenemar wrote it. It's tzedakah v'chesav yim tzachayim. Tzedakah v'chavod. Emes zutor and emes is a reference to Torah. Shenemar emes kenei v'al timkor. So I understand the chesed and emes, which is a references to gemilus chasadim and Torah, respectively. So I understand how they provide a mechila for an individual who is engaged in those actions. That is derived through Gzeir V'Shev. So the Gemara quotes a Gzeir V'Shev that speaks to this idea that burials of one's sons provides Mechila Gemura. Rav Yochanan is quoted as saying that both Tzara'as and banim are not yisurin shalava. So negayim love atanya. The Gemara says, "Now is that really true?" Because the Gemara quotes a brayse of atanya. Kol mishiyesh bo echad me'arba maros negayim halalu einam ela mizbach kapara. Anyone who has four shades of negayim. Now there are only four shades of negayim. You take a look at Rashi. Rashi goes through the shades inside. There are basically four different shades of white. So anyone who has any one of the shades of Negayim, so it's Mizbach Kapara. It serves as an atonement. But the Gemara does right now a very careful job of reading the words of the Braisa. Mizbach Kapara Havu, Yisrim Shal Ahava Lo Havu. The Braisa chose its words very carefully. Meaning it does provide some Kapara. But to say it's Yisrim Shal Ahava, Yisrim Shal Ahava, as we discussed back on Amun Aleph, that's for the very special individual. That's for the individual who has no averes whatsoever. So it can't be both. It can't be both Mizbach Kapara and Yisrin Shalava. He buys him a halam v'alahu. So the Gemara says, well, maybe we could resolve the difference between the two based on the following. Maybe one's talking about in Eretz Yisrael and one's talking about outside Eretz Yisrael. Now, the way Rashi understands it, it basically works like this. When you're in Eretz Yisrael, so there's a process. Meaning, if you take a look at Rashi is only one column of Rashi here on the Amud Beis, left-hand side. Rashi says, Halan v'alahu b'Eretz Yisrael, Sharei choma mekudashos b'hem, Sharei choma mekudashos ba, umitzora ta'un shiluch chutzalein, einam yisur sha'ava. In Eretz Yisrael, so you have your process. Meaning, so you get tzaras, so now there's something that you need to do to respond to the tzaras. So you know that you have to leave chutz ha-machane, outside the camp. And in Yerushalayim, that means that you have to leave all three machanos, which means that you have to go outside of the Azara, outside of the Harabais, and outside of Yerushalayim. And so this, because it's a whole process, it means basically the whole process that you're going through is a form of kapara. So that's when we're saying that getting tzaras is mizbach kapara. It's a form of atonement. But outside of Eretz Yisrael, so there's no process, meaning get tzaras and now what? Now what is that he got tzaras and there's nothing you can do about it. So because there's no process outside of Eretz Yisrael, so then the assumption is it's got to be Yisrael Shalava. Take a look at Tosos. Questions Rashi, but right now, for now, that is Rashi, and we move on in the Gemara. And the Gemara says, well, another suggestion would be where you get the tzaras. You get the tzaras above your clothing or below your clothing. If you're getting it above your clothing, so then people know and people see and people know about it, and presumably that's more of a busha and that's more of Yisroel Shalava. But if you get underneath your clothing and nobody sees and nobody knows about it, okay, so it's less embarrassing. The Gemara says, now, what are we talking about when we're talking about banim? Now, the Gemara says, are we talking about a scenario where, Rachman al-Litzlan, God forbid, a person had sons and they died? So Rav Yochanan, as part of a way that he would console others, is that he would have a bone of one of his sons. The tenth son, specifically, the etzem, the bone of his tenth son, he would have. And if somebody really was down in the dumps, so one of the things Rav Yochanan would show him is say to him, look, all right, I know things are bad. I know you're going through a lot. Okay, I can commiserate. I can empathize. I also went through a lot. Elahad elahavlehu klal. Elahad elahavlehu meso. So the Gemara says, so there's a difference. And oh, by the way, an important point which I didn't explain. Meaning, what's the assumption going into this Gemara? So if you take a look at Rashi inside, so Rashi says that Rav Yochanan was gavir rabba. If you take a look in the middle of Rashi, divra maskol bir, so Rashi explains, Rav Yochanan, it's hard to imagine, says Rashi, that Rav Yochanan is someone who did not receive Yisurin Shalava, meaning it had to have been Yisurin Shalava for Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan was a Tzadik Gamor. So if he's describing the death of his sons, so the death of his sons has to fall into the category of Yisurin Shalava. That's how Rashi understands. Again, if you take a look at Tosos inside, Tosos is not that excited by Rashi's pshat, but anyway, we are going to go on in the Gemara. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba chalash. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba is sick. Al gabei Rav Yochanan. Now, he is visited by Rav Yochanan. Amar lecha aviven alech yisurin. And so the first question is, this person who was sick, and he was asked by Rav Yochanan, how do you like it? How do you like those Yisurin? So Amar Leh Lohem V'lo Scharan. So the person did not, as we discussed on the Amud Aleph, he wasn't Mekabel. He did not like accepting them. He didn't see the positive benefit of the Yisurin. And he says, but he understood. This person understood full well that Yisurin does provide an upside to an individual. It does perfect the individual, and it does provide more schar for the individual. But he said very candidly, I don't want it. I don't want it, and I don't want the schar that it gets. So Rav Yochanan healed him. The Gemara does not explain how. And, okay, he's Rav Yochanan. He's an Adam Gadol, as Rashi just pointed out. Rav Yochanan Chalosh. Now the Gemara tells the story whether Rav Yochanan gets sick. And so the question was asked to Rav Yochanan, but how do you like these Yisurin? Amar lei lohein v'lo scharan. So Rav Yochanan said, no, not interested. I'm not interested in them. Not interested in the schar. Must be the Yisurin that he went through were horrible. Amar lei hav li yadech yav li yadei v'ukimnei. So he healed Rav Yochanan. Now the Gemara notes the obvious question, which is Rav Yochanan himself just healed another person. So how could it possibly be that Rav Yochanan, who then himself got sick, so how come he couldn't heal himself? The Gemara provides a very, very profound insight. So am I looking Rav Yochanan of Shei? Ami ein chavush matir atzmo mi beis ha'asurin. you may have the ability to get other people out of jail, but it's very hard to get yourself out of jail. Rabbi Elazar chalash ala gabei Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Elazar is sick, and Rabbi Yochanan goes and visits him. Chazad avika gani beveis afel. And he saw that the house was very dark. Gal yoladare. Now Rabbi Yochanan rolls up his sleeve. V'nafal nahara, and light fell over the house. Chazia da'avika bachi, Rabbi Elazar, and he sees that Rabbi Elazar is crying. Amalei amayka bachati mishem Torah de la fashta shaninu. Echad amar bevechad amamid. Uvavad shi'echav in lebo shamayim. Now, Rabbi Yochanan tries to console this person who is very ill and very down in the dumps, and he says, look, if you're worried about the amount of Torah that you learned or the lack thereof, so we know. We learned. It doesn't matter. Meaning, as long as you have chavan libo l'shamayim, it doesn't matter how much you learn, as long as you were sincere and you tried your best. Now, are you worried about the fact that you're not wealthy? Okay. In other words, you have olam bahaba waiting for you, and in this world you didn't receive it. Not everyone is zoche for olam hazeh and olam haba. V'imisham b'nei dein. V'imisham b'nei now. Maybe it's you're sad, you're suffering from depression because of the loss of your sons. Din garmadas yirabir. So, Rav Yochanan, once again, second time in this amud, shows off his the bone, and Rav Yochanan says, this is it. This is the bone of my tenth son." And again, Rav Yochanan uses that as a way of consoling and saying, "Look, I understand what you went through. I sympathize." So Amar Lei La'ai Shufar Debalei BeAfrika Bachina. So he says, "You know what I'm crying? I'm crying because of your beauty." The Gemara, a number of places, points out that Rav Yochanan himself was an extraordinarily beautiful man, physically attractive, and very handsome. And so he says, look, what bothers me is that your beauty is going to get lost. Amalei alda vadai kabachit. And interestingly enough, Rav Yochanan says, you know what? That's it. That's worth crying over. And uvachu tarvayu. And the two of them cried. And Rav Yochanan continues to ask him, well, how are you feeling about the Yisroel? And he gives the answer, which we've now seen repeated time and again. Even Rav Yochanan himself, as much as he understands intellectually how important Yisroel is, but Lamaisa, practically speaking, it is so difficult. He says, no, I'm not interested. So Amalei Havli Yadach Yaev Le Yadevu Kimna. And again, Rav Yochanan heals him. All right, we're going to pause over here. We have more Agada to finish up before we finish up the daf. We'll stop over here, and we'll pick it up right from Rav Huna.